This is a wonderful event to help Vinnie's deal with one of the biggest social problems we face.
I've seen homelessness as a bit of an epidemic all around Australia.
More than 100,000 people out of 23 million who are homeless. Once people lose their homes, everything else goes with it.
This could happen to any of us.
This is not something we should be accepting in a civilised society like Australia.
This is the best fundraising event, bar none.
It's a must-do event.
That was Malcolm Turnbull, Peter Cosgrove and various CEOs talking about the St. Vincent de Paul CEO Sleepout, an annual event where company executives raise sponsorship to sleep a night in a park. The event takes place across all the major cities and has so far this year raised over $5 million. Vinny says every dollar raised helps provide crucial assistance to people experiencing homelessness with the aim of breaking the cycle of homelessness. But not everyone thinks the Sleepout is entirely positive. In response to what they see as a whitewashing and even co-option of homelessness issues, the Southeast Queensland Anti-Poverty Network turned up at Kangaroo Point hoping to speak with some of the CEOs. I spoke with member of the group, Peter Thrupp.
Basically, we noticed that there was the CEO Sleepout, and basically we saw it was just raising funds for frontline services for St. Vincent de Paul. And we sort of looked at it, and to be quite honest, we found it a bit tokenistic at best and patronising at worst in terms of having CEOs sleep out for a night in a well-protected park. They had fences erected. They had security there. This attempt to try and co-opt the homeless experience, I suppose, in a way. We kind of found it a bit insulting, to be honest. So we wanted to go along and essentially try and bring some issues to the forefront that CEOs could actually have an impact on, such as things like the cashless welfare card that's being rolled out across Australia at the moment. We also brought up things like the drug testing of welfare recipients, which definitely is going to contribute to homelessness. We just wanted to go along and just see if we could talk to some of the CEOs and see if we could get some support in that regard, and also just, you know, raise a bit of attention around the whole event and point out to them things like the bushes that were once there in Kangaroo Point Park, at the park that they were staying at, had been removed by the Brisbane City Council to specifically stop homeless people from storing items like their sleeping material or their personal belongings. Yeah, we just wanted to point out things like that and raise a bit of awareness and call for a bit of dignity for the homeless as well.
So what happened when you went to the event?
We were greeted pretty quickly in terms of when we walked in. We had the volunteers there sort of stop us. I think we caught them a bit off guard, to be honest. I don't think they were expecting anyone to show up in that capacity. But we did get Peter Ma, who's the CEO of St. Vincent de Paul in Queensland in the Northern Territory, and he talked to us for a fair bit. Definitely was trying to put as positive a spin on things as he possibly could. We approached him and asked him about, you know, we're here, we're interested in getting CEOs talking about things like the cashless welfare card and like the drug testing for welfare recipients. He was definitely condemning the drug testing of people on Centrelink, but when it came to the cashless welfare card itself, he was very reticent to sort of throw any support behind getting rid of the card. He basically asked us point blank if we'd had any experience in Indigenous communities when we raised that issue with him. And we had a social worker with us, and we do have ties to the local Indigenous community here in Brisbane. So we're not talking out of ignorance when it comes to things like that. While he was very supportive of some of the things we had to say, they made it very clear that we were not allowed to talk to any other CEOs while we were there. We were told that they were not prepared for it and that some of them were in their pajamas. But one of the more interesting things happened after we politely left the sleep out area. We ran into a reporter from Vice who had her press pass revoked because she was starting to ask questions surrounding the donations that were happening at that event. because apparently the average donation from the CEOs was about $3,000, which is pretty paltry when you consider some of the high rollers amongst them. And on top of that, quite a fair bit of the money that had been pledged hadn't actually been handed over in any official form. So there was quite a fair bit of money there that they'd say that they had raised that hadn't actually been given to St. Vinny's at all. And so when she raised these questions, she had a press pass revoked and was told to leave, basically. She didn't receive the Sky News treatment. Sky News were a lot more welcomed and accommodated when it came to the CEO sleep out there.
Having said that, I mean, the event does raise a lot of money for Vinny's and also a lot of publicity for them. Obviously, they would see it as a successful thing. How do you think it could be done better?
In terms of actually approaching the problem, it seems like, you know, a lot of these CEOs would have things like investment properties, and a lot of them would be empty as well. And if they were really concerned about solving the problem of homelessness, then they would either offer up those properties or start pushing the government to start opening up more public housing and trying to get rid of some of the restrictive requirements and the entry requirements and the long waiting lists that people have to go through when it comes to public housing and things like that. They'd also be asking for things like Newstart to be raised, because when it comes to Newstart, it's almost impossible to live by yourself on it. And we'd like to see more dignity and understanding of the homeless as well. You know, don't go out there and pretend like you've understood the experience of homeless people in Brisbane by having a sleep out for a night. Because the simple truth is that they're not going to be moved on by police. They're not going to be at risk of sexual or physical assault like the homeless of our city are. They're not going to be at risk of having their belongings confiscated by police. You know, they're not going to be moved on like we saw underneath the go-between bridge by police and things like that. So instead of having those sort of hollow gestures, you should actually have just some basic empathy and basically listen to homeless people and rough sleepers and what their experience is actually like, instead of trying to co-opt it and trying to make it into this fun night out